Hi, this is Jeanette. Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have the person for the Maryland sexual abuse claim.
Okay.
And he's on the line. His name is Justin Lucas.
Okay. Go ahead and send Mr. Lucas over.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you. Hello, Justin.
Hold on 1 second. 1 second, please. 1 second. Hold on.
Hello, Justin?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
Not right now, no.
Okay. And has anyone ever sent you anything in the mail to sign or anything electronically to sign in regards to this lawsuit?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then this claim, is this on behalf of yourself or a family member?
Me, ma'am.
Okay. And then in case we get disconnected, I just want to make sure I have your phone number correct. Is it 323-949-1085?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
Not really.
That's okay.
Do I know anybody? Okay.
Thank you. And have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Never.
Thank you. And did the abuse you experience involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And in what facility did the abuse occur?
You said what facility? Or what, did you just
yeah.
reiterate it?
Yeah, what
hold
was
on,
the
helicopter.
Institution?
Hold on 1 second. This helicopter is above. Just hold on. Let me get from right here anyway. Let me walk to another part of the house. Okay, I hear you clear now. Can you repeat
okay.
the question?
Yeah, and where did the abuse occur? What
oh, okay.
facility or institution?
Oh, okay. oh Savage Mountain Youth Center, ma'am.
Okay. What is it again?
Savage Mountain Youth Center.
Okay, thank you. Savage Mountain Youth Center. Okay, and to the best of your memory, when did the, what's the, what were the dates of the abuse? The month and the year are perfect. Or do you recall the year?
I don't know, 1993, two, around that time, you know, you don't even want to think about that. I think
I
it's 92, 93.
Okay. And I know this may be hard to recall, but can you please, to the best of your memory, describe the abuse that you experienced at Savage Mountain Youth Center?
Mental abuse, not only just physical, but mental. Mental, physical, you know, you mess my whole, I don't know, my whole world is messed up. I would never look at nothing the same. My whole life been, I don't know, I don't feel normal or nothing.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm so sorry you went through that.
I don't even feel normal as a husband. Like, it hurt, like, but.
Okay. And you mentioned physical abuse. What type of physical abuse did you experience?
You know, just, you know, the choking, what's the name, the sexual too, sexual abuse, physical abuse, just.
Okay. Okay. And okay.
Forcing themselves on you, it's like, it's crazy when you're a kid and people, grown people, just overpower you, like. But yeah, what you saying, not my bad. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm just writing down the description. Okay. And what is your age right now?
I'm 45. I'm going to be 46.
Okay. And how old were you at the time of the abuse?
I don't know. 13, I believe.
13. Okay.
Because I'm 13 this year.
Okay. And do you recall the name of your abuser?
Benjamin, I remember.
Okay. And what was Benjamin's role at the facility?
He was a gym teacher.
He was a what?
Gym teacher.
Gym teacher, okay. Gym teacher, thank you. And to the best of your memory, can you please describe his physical appearance?
He was tall, black. Not to sound racist, but yeah, he's tall and black.
Okay.
That'd be my best description.
Okay. Thank you. And how many times, to the best of your memory, were you abused during your time at Savage Mountain Youth Center?
I'd say about 3 or 4 times over a 4-month period.
Okay. Okay. And you were at Savage Mountain Youth Center for about 4 months?
Yeah, I was there for a while, yeah.
Okay. And where at the facility did the abuse occur?
In the gym room.
The gym, okay. And did you disclose your abuse to anyone?
Okay. Younger brother.
To your younger brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Do you recall when you disclosed your abuse to your younger brother?
You said, what'd you say, ma'am?
When did you disclose what happened at Savage Mountain Youth to your younger brother? Were you still 13, 14?
Actually about a year, yes, ma'am, yeah.
Okay.
And it's crazy because my younger brother went to the same institution a year later.
Okay. Okay. And then
and a brother just to stay safe, you know, after 1 year later, because, you know, that bothered me like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I hear you.
Yes. Okay. And how has the abuse affected your life? I know you've kind of touched on it, but how would you say it's affected your life?
I don't know. I'm depressed. I don't know. I can't maintain jobs. Like, can't perform sexually. I don't feel masculine. Like, at times, you know, I feel like he ruined me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. And was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
Okay. And do you have any corroboration that you were at this facility?
Yes.
Thank you. And what type of documents do you have?
I have to go and see. It's vague. I know I got some, though, but I don't know exactly what, but I've got some.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Are they, like, photographs, records, family members?
Yeah, it's all type of stuff. Like, yeah, it's all type of, like, I'm going to find some. It's proof, you know. There's
yeah.
stuff that is there.
Okay.
It's there. I just got to go dig all in that garage and all that.
Okay. Got it. Okay, thank you. And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a male.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled J-U-S-T-I-N. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name?
L-U-C-A-S.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have a suffix to your name? Are you a junior, a senior, the second, third, or none?
I'm a senior. I'm a first. I got a little son.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
4/3/79.
1979. Okay. And for the purpose of requesting records, what is your social?
322-6/1989.
322-6/1989. Yes. Okay. And what is a good email address for you, sir?
J-A-E-B-L-U-E 98@icloud.com.
Okay. So I have J-A-E-B-L-U-E 98@icloud.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the phone we're speaking on, is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's my cell phone / landline.
Okay.
My only phone.
Your preferred method of contact?
What'd you say, ma'am?
Is this your preferred method of contact?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes.
And what is a good mailing address for you?
16193 H Street, apartment number 212, which is 212, yeah, Mojave, California, 93501.
Thank you. So I have the street number 16193 H Street. And it's apartment 212, Mojave, California, zip code 93501.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you ever received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred at Savage Mountain Youth?
No.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
323-532-9561. Okay,
323-532-9561.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is the name of this person's phone number?
Brandy.
Brandy
Clausel. Clausel.
With the C or with a K?
With a C. Brandy with a C. Clausel.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. and then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure that I have everything correct before I send over the documents. So, Justin, I have your first name spelled J-U-S-T-I-N. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I have your last name spelled L-U-C-A-S, and I have your suffix as senior.
Yes.
Okay, and I have your date of birth as 04-03-1979.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have your social here as 322-681989.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have your email as jblue98@icloud.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have your street as 16193 H Street, Apartment 212 in Mojave, California, 93501.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Wait, did you get 212? Yeah, I put 212 as the apartment number, yeah.
Yep,
and
apartment.
The apartment emergency. I can't get some of your here.
Yep.
All right.
And I have Brandy as your emergency contact. And then.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then I have. I have your date of birth. Yeah, I already confirmed your date of birth. Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah, sort of, yes.
Okay. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You'll see the attorney's retainer agreements. They work solely on contingency, which means you never pay any money out of pocket. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. The individual that files gets 60%, the attorneys get 40%, and if they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement, you don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. The last page you'll see is a, there will be a paperclip for you to upload a picture of the front of your ID, of a driver's license or a government ID. On that ID, does it have the senior on your ID?
No.
Okay. So should I remove the senior?
Yes, please. That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let me go ahead and take the senior off of the documents just so that we don't have to sign these multiple times. Okay. So you're going to get a text as well as an email. It'll say, Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Let me know when you see that come through.
Okay. I see that you're Jeanette. Okay. Welcome
yep.
to DocuSign. We woke up. And then Jeanette, okay, right there. I see that.
Yep. And
so
then.
What I do now.
So do you see a blue underlined link that's to press?
Yes.
Go ahead
uh-huh.
and press that link, and it will open the
uh-huh.
documents. You might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages.
Okay, yes.
Got and it. Then do you see a continue or a next button?
Wait, how does it allow? Let me allow, boo. Okay, continue, yes, boo.
Okay. And then do you see a little box at the bottom to check that says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Yes.
Go ahead and check that box, and then you should see a continue or you should see a start button.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, go ahead and press that button, and it'll take you to your first signature field. You should see a field that says sign here, signature required here.
Yeah, I see it down at the bottom.
Yep.
Yeah, I see it at the bottom.
Go ahead and tap that field.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll bring up a box for you to either press select style, or you can draw your signature with your finger. And then you'll press adopt and sign.
It ain't letting me do it. Hold on. I pressed on my. Wait. Where are I going to go to? Wait.
Did it jump around?
Let me see. Wait, client sign. Okay, there we go. Adopted sign. Wait. Okay,
yep.
What else will do? Wait.
Yep, adopt and sign.
But where do I put it? Okay, right here.
Yeah, it
right
will
here.
Just, yeah, it'll put it.
Okay, I put it.
Okay, and then press adopt
now,
and sign. And then you should see, do you see a next button or do you see another signature field?
I think so. Wait, let me see a next button. Let me see, right.
So do you see another required signature field?
That's what I'm trying to look for. It's a lot of little yellow things, but I don't know. Wait, hold up. Hold on. I'm not from this earth. Hold up. Okay, it kicked me out. Hold up. Oh, my God. All right, bro. Continue. Message to continue. Okay, let me see. I don't know.
What do you see on your
screen? I'm finished. I don't know. I'm just push finish. I push finish.
Oh no! So you're gonna there's a paper clip to press. You're gonna upload a picture of the front of your ID.
Wait, hold up. All right, wait. Let me go back. Wait.
So that'll be the very last page.
Right here, or it's a paperclip, that little right here.
Yeah, that little paperclip.
Right,
yep, press it.
And it says up, And then let me take out my wallet.
So then go ahead and did you press the paper clip?
Yes.
Okay, does it say upload or take photo?
Yeah, upload and file, that's what it says.
Upload file. Do you see a take photo option?
No, I just see upload a file, so I press it.
Yep.
And it says photo library, take photo.
Press take photo. Yep. And then try and get the whole ID in the picture.
Use photo, yeah, use photo book. Tell me what to do next, ma'am.
And then what do you see now?
I can press done. It says image where is done, I guess. Press done.
Go ahead and press done. And then do you see a finish button?
No, I see a next view and complete. Next.
Yep. Press next.
Next, keep going, next.
Yep. Do you see, when you press next, is it taking you to a signature field that says required sign here?
Review and complete or something.
Okay, so where it says, let's see, press review and complete. And then what do you see when you press that?
Where is it? Is it down here? Wait, where is it? Oh, signature required at the bottom there?
Yeah, so where it says signature required, tap that field. And then draw your signature with your finger or press select style, and it will input one for you.
I'll do it.
Okay, and then press adopt and sign. Yep. And then do you see a next button?
At the top, yeah.
Go ahead and
require initial, please?
Yep, tap that where it says required initial, and you'll draw your initial.
First and last?
Yep,
first and last.
Name. Yep.
All right, then, there we go. All right, then.
Perfect. And then do you see another next field?
Yep.
Tap that field. It should just input the signature for you.
Yeah.
And then just tap next and tap the required signature field until you see a finish
button. Required initial here. Required initial here.
Okay, tap that field.
And I'm taking it here. Wait, where initials here?
Mm-hmm. Did you tap the initial field?
Yes, I'm trying.
Or your initials already there?
I hope so.
Okay. Tap the required sign here.
Sign. Okay, all I got to do is tap them, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all I got to do is, all right, tap. Okay, finish. It said finish.
Perfect. Go ahead and press finish.
Uh-huh. You're done signing. Continue.
Perfect. I just got that back. You don't have to press continue. You're all good with the documents. Let me just make sure your signature is there. Okay, yep. And so you're also going to receive an additional email with the completed documents for your records. Before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While the attorneys are working on your claim, the law firm may be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. And I may also be giving you a call within the next couple hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you over to the law firm directly to introduce you to them. They may go over some of the questions we discussed today. That's completely normal. It's a part of their process just to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms so that they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible just to keep everything moving smoothly.
An error has occurred.
Okay, so yeah, that's with DocuSign. You're all done with DocuSign. You'll have the completed documents in your email as well as text. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. You're all done with the signing. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, so we just want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from the law firm within the next 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly yourself to follow up. I'll send you a text from my desk number with the law firm's name and their client call-in number so that you have it in your text messages. Can you confirm that you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes, I can. But
okay.
And make sure y'all take that senior off of all this stuff because I see on the DocuSign it says senior.
Let me see.
Yeah, just do that. It says senior, so I don't want it to be nothing.
Okay. Yeah, the documents don't. I took the senior off the documents. Just the email. It says your name, Justin Lucas,
okay,
senior.
Okay,
actually, you're right. There is one with the senior. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, let me just resend really quick. Oh, wait. Okay, correct. Okay. Oh, yeah, good catch. Okay. Okay. So you're going to get another text. I'm going to take the senior out. Okay. Okay, I just sent it. Let me know when you see that link come through.
Yeah, I'll just
okay.
Connect it right now.
Go ahead and press that link.
Okay.
And then
hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. What's your name?
So, do you see that link there? The new link to press?
Where are we at? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead and open that link the same way as before. You'll have to press yes, allow to receive SMS messages.
Green.
Uh-huh. And then do you see a little box to check?
That's a red. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and press that little box and then press next.
Running.
Huh?
Running didn't let me do nothing. My name is already in the box.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because you just signed it, so it probably just remembers that signature. Do you see do you see that adopt and sign?
Nope.
Okay. Do you see a next button?
Nope.
What do you see?
I just see the box. That's in the froze. It froze, right? All right, I'm back in there now.
Okay.
So now, let me press the, let me press all of your things, and then try and sign your signature.
Uh-huh.
And do this again.
Yeah.
What else? Got everything?
Yep. Uh-huh. And then you'll upload that ID again.
Oh, I got the picture. No,
yeah. I wonder if it's saved to your photo library.
Mm-hmm. That was a perfect one. Good. So again, all right. All right, I'm back in there. See if that works.
Okay.
Done. I push done. Next.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wait, uploading documents. Wait, 5 recruit fields are left.
Okay. So then you'll tap, do you see where it says signature required? Or
I see, I'm at reviewing complete.
Uh-huh.
Where's it at?
So, review and complete.
Signature required, name printed. So, required, boot. So, what my name printed, where I got it?
So, do you see signature required?
I see a red box. You feel me? It's red. It's like I need to go off in there with her. Oh, signature name. I sign it below. Alright, well. Alright, put upload. Required.
So your ID is uploaded. Do you see a next button?
No.
Do you see a finish button?
It says, I see, no. Pennywise is still doing. Upload your supporting documents.
Okay, so finish and complete, because you already uploaded it.
What's going on?
So are you able to scroll up to the page right above it?
Yeah, where it's on.
Where it says signature and initials?
Wait, HBI, wait. Where? Right here, right. It says required. I've done that, though.
Yeah.
But what I got to put right there is the blue button, because I just put my name right there already. Why is it saying red, though?
It might just be the example. Are you able to scroll up to the next page?
Okay, hold on.
Okay, so do you see the next page where it says signature, where it says sign here?
Right, I'm down to where, this is crazy, I can't, when set that patient data away. So upload your supporting documents. Finish. I'm going to push finish.
Okay.
I push finish.
Okay. And then what do you see on the screen?
Nothing. Oh, it took me. Wait. Back to the top.
Okay, perfect. And then do you see a field that says signature required?
Signature of patient, representative authorized.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the top right. Oh, okay. So you require initials here. Initials, hold up.
Yep.
Yeah, initials.
Tap those fields.
Mm-hmm. All right, so tapped all up. Now, okay, so now what?
And then do you see a finish? Or do you see a next button to tap or anything that says signature required, initials required?
Nope, I don't see none of that. Oh, let me see. Right here, this red thing right here is HIPAA compliant authorization.
Yep, HIPAA form. And then do you see another signature field underneath your name?
Yeah, it's right here at the bottom.
Yeah, tap that.
Okay, I got it now. Okay, now it made boom. Okay, signature. Right now what?
And then now, did it take you to a different page where it says set lit patient data agreement?
No.
What do you see on the page? Do you see a continue? Do you see next?
It's still tripping with this box now at the top of the, well, I'll get the signature up. But my name is already in there. Why is it? It says required.
Is your signature in there?
Mm-hmm.
Is your initials in there, too?
No, my initials wasn't in there.
Okay, so go ahead and tap where the initials go.
You said where the initials go. It just says my name. You just say name.
Okay.
Name printed.
Okay, and then right below, is there a signature field? Underneath it says signature.
Yeah.
Tap that field so that your signature goes in there.
Yep, I just did it.
Okay, and then did it take you to a different page?
Nope, you still got red on this box right here. Required signature.
Tap the little arrow.
It ain't no arrow now.
Okay. Do you see a continue or a next button or finish?
I'm done. I'm gonna put done.
Okay.
I'm just done. But it went right back to this box saying required, but it says name printed in the box.
Okay. Is your name there?
Yeah.
Okay, so tap below where it says name printed. So below where it says the signature, the second line,
uh-huh.
just tap and then try, like you might have to press around it for it to read your signature. Is it putting your signature?
No, it ain't doing none of that.
Okay, so where it says name printed underneath, does it say signature required, or do you see your signature in there?
No, it's the one that says name printed that's lit up, that's tripping, and my name is inside the box.
Okay, try it. If you tap it, or can you tap out of it? Maybe it thinks you're editing it.
I just redid it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I press done. And okay. still the box is still red.
Okay.
Hey, Jordan. Damn, this is crazy. What do I gotta do? Like, this is, it don't make no sense. Like,
yeah. Maybe try to go out of the link and reopen it.
Yeah, this is crazy. All right, open them.
Okay. Do you see the link to press?
Yeah, at the bottom. I'm back into document.
Okay.
This is crazy. Oh, my God. Continue, okay. Okay, continue. Review and continue from next.
Yep.
No, there's a lot of red boxes.
Yep, okay, so do you see a start button? Do you see a continue button or a start button?
You see next.
Okay, go ahead.
It's perfect.
So when you press next.
I don't know if it's finished. Let me see. Even when you take me back to the top, like.
Okay, so I think you have to tap the signature field.
It says 9 required fields left.
Yeah, so then it took you to the top. You have to sign the signature fields. Where it says client signature, do you see a required sign here?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right now, 8 fields left.
Okay, and then did it take you to the initial page?
I took you to another one, like basic seeing.
Yep, tap that field.
Still ain't doing this red box, though.
Where it says name printed signature?
Yeah, it's just... Man, this is some bull stuff.
Do you see a next button?
Yep, I'm pressing the next button. So it's just a little red. Mm-hmm. Like, this is crazy.
What does the little red box say?
The little red, it says, then it keep taking me back to the same stuff. It's so annoying. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm still doing the same thing over and over and over. Like,
okay. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
This is crazy.
I know.
Eight require fields left. So
how many?
What? 8.
Okay. So Do you see where it says initial, required initial here?
Yeah, I'm just pressing all the boxes.
Okay, so you have to press it, and then you have to draw your initial and press adopt an initial.
And, oh, the red part appears. And
okay.
Then it's like, it's stuff that's done that has got red. Like, well, it don't know that my name is sitting in there. Like, why is this making me do all this over again? Hey. I'm sitting there. Everything that's red, I got to do everything over again.
It should already be completed, huh?
This is crazy. My head is hurting.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
This is crazy.
Let me see. Do you want me to send you a new link? Maybe it's the link.
Wait, hold up. You know, just... And then it's like, I'm doing everything. What is going on?
Okay, let me send you a new link. That is so strange because you completed it the first time.
Required. Okay, it's there. Do it. It's there.
Okay. Okay, go out of that. I'm going to send you a new link.
And I'm going to have to upload this stuff. Oh, this is crazy.
I mean, the upload part was the easiest part, it seems like.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I just sent you a new text. Let me know when you see that come through.
I was about to jump back in the new email. Oh, you didn't. Oh, my. There's so many, a lot of red boxes.
Okay, so now do you see, what do you see on the screen, a start button?
I just see a lot of red buttons, next, red review.
So do you see, I agree to use electronic records and signatures, or you already pressed that?
That's already.
Okay, so do you see a box that says signature required sign here?
I'm in an agreement, and then it took me to a red box with my name, the client, Justin Lucas. My name is in there already.
Okay. Yep, so scroll down. Scroll down until you see client signature. Do you see a yellow box?
Right there. It's a signature of a patient, a representative authorized.
Yes, so where it says signature of patient, tap above that line.
Adopt and sign.
Yep, adopt and sign. And then do you see right above it where it says by initialing here?
Require sign here. Boop. Where we at now? It says upload your drivers. Where you at, ma'am?
Wherever, do you see, click on that paperclip to upload your ID.
Okay, let me see. There's so much stuff up here that ain't done yet. I'm just looking all at.
It'll take us back.
Oh, yeah, there it goes.
Yep. Okay, good.
Oh, Okay.
Now, do you see the paper clip?
Yeah, I already uploaded the picture.
Okay. And then, what do you see now?
It is some supporting documents. Upload your supporting documents. You're sending me right here.
Yep. Do you see it done, review, and finish?
Nothing. Review and complete.
Review and complete. Press that.
Next. Okay. It takes you back to these little things right here.
Okay.
Sign. Mm-hmm. Sign. Like the support there.
And then do you see a finish button?
No, still got some that stuff that's required still.
Okay, go ahead and tap those required fields.
Yes. Please go through. Please, please, please.
Perfect. Yep. Perfect. Yep, I just got it back. Okay, so you are done signing. Thank you so much for your patience. Oh, wait. It just says your first name. Let me see. It just says Lucas. Well,
that's my last name.
Yeah, it just says your last name. Is this your signature to the best of your abilities?
Yeah, that's all I put as Lucas. That's my signature.
Okay, perfect. I will let our quality assurance team know. That shouldn't be a problem. I will send you a text. I'm going to send you that text right now with the name of the law firm, Phillips Law Group, and their phone number. My name is Jeanette. That text is coming from a 949 number. I may also be reaching back out to transfer you to the law firm probably tomorrow. It is getting close to the end of the day today. But just keep an eye out for their call if they reach out to you before I get to transfer you over, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of
they ain't gonna call from no, they're not calling from no spam, possibly spam numbers, right?
They may call from a 602 number or an 800 number, but if you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number.
Okay, all right,
okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Of course. You have a great rest of your evening, okay?
Okay, likewise, ma'am. All right.
Bye.